It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's wonderful to have the company. With me today, I'm very honored to have Dr. Cheryl Logan. She is the superintendent of Omaha Public Schools. And the first time we've been able to meet Dr. Logan, thank you so much for stopping by today.
You are very welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Do appreciate it. First things first, welcome to Omaha. And how have you found yourself settling in now that you've been here for a few months?
I found myself settling in quite well. I was listening to the broadcast and thinking to myself, the weather's going to be great today. And, wow, Steve Martin and Martin Short are in town on Thursday. I mean, what could be better? So it's all good. Everything's going well.
Fantastic. I wanted to ask you about it. This is really pretty exciting here. There's five new schools going to open up. It's two elementaries, a middle school, and two high schools. And with that, there's a lot of semantics that have to be worked out. And was wondering if we could go right to the source, to the head of Omaha Public Schools, and ask you about it. There's eight meetings between tomorrow and May 8th that folks can check out, and those will be on our website, kios.org. What are people going to learn in those meetings, approximately speaking?
I think that as we prepare to have our boundaries change as we open up schools, I think that they're going to find, one, that there is the number of students who will actually move schools is relatively low, considering the in terms of the percentage of students. Will be about maybe around 10% of students will actually change schools, at least initially. And I think what they're going to find is that the process to get to figuring out what the boundaries should be has been really thoughtful. It's been informed by research. It's been informed by looking at patterns of where people have lived or choose to live, and where we can project moving forward, and that it's as scientific a process as you can have, and it's human, it's humanistic, and that we are considering how our families are going to be impacted, and of course, most importantly, our students and our staff, as we move forward to opening these new schools. And having as many students as we can in schools that are less crowded, and obviously state-of-the-art 21st century learning spaces.
So is it fair to assume then that with the opening of these new schools, there's also new opportunities for educators and counselors and that type of thing?
Well, I think especially in our high schools, we have some real exciting opportunities to think about, one, how we use spaces differently, how we prepare our students for their next transition based on those spaces. So do those spaces look like their work, what their workspaces may look like as they transition? And do they look like and feel like their college spaces as well? So I think we have some opportunities to do some exciting things there and to not be constricted by what a current space looks like. So often when I'm in meetings, I'll hear people talking about programs and they're talking about the building. And I feel like sometimes that's the reverse. You want to talk about what the programmatic needs are first and then, figure out how you're going to use the space. In this case, we are not constrained by that in that we have, a blank slate. And we've also had the wisdom of looking at what others have done. So I took a few board members and some staff members down to Kansas in November to look at some new high schools, and it was like the three bears. One was, one was too big, one was too little, and one was just right. And I say that tongue in cheek, but we were able to see how very smart people, architects and designers who work in this space all the time, have learned from best practice, not just here, but internationally. So as many of our designers have worked on projects in other places, in other countries. And so I'm very excited about it.
So and correct me if I'm wrong, but in restating, in essence, almost a preparatory attitude preparing kids for college and the workplace, and that's the idea behind designing, particularly the high schools.
I would say so. I would really, and I think you captured it very well. I think that one of the things that I say all the time is that we're preparing students to be prepared to meet post-secondary expectations. Whatever post-secondary option that they choose, that they are prepared for whatever that is. And so if they're going into the military, you know, understanding that this is going to be, it's a very STEM military now, that you know, kids need to have skills all along a continuum. If they're going, to college, they need to have a certain set of skills, you know, obviously be academically prepared no matter where they are going. And if they're going straight to work, they need to have not only the technical skills, but those power skills, we call them, that can make sure employability skills, soft skills, people call them all kinds of things, that really make them outstanding employees.
In just the few seconds that we have left, Dr. Cheryl Logan, the superintendent of schools for Omaha Public Schools, if someone wants to get a message to you, is there a particular email address at which they could send something that would get to you or your staff?
Absolutely. So I think two things I want to mention right before we close. The first one is my email is logancomm, that's LOGANCOMM, at ops.org. And so I look forward to your emails. I get them all the time.
Sure.
Folks find me no matter what. I'm on social media, so some folks find me there. But also that we have developed an app. As they say, there's an app for that. So for the boundary process, there's an app for that. And what's so cool about it, and I think it's going to be uploaded today. I think they'll be able to find it today. And so, you know, I encourage folks who can link it, that you KIOS is more than welcome to link it. But what they'll be able to do is put in their address and then look at the options that the teams have come up with. And the options, they don't just talk about what school, but they also talk about the number of schools that will be impacted by that option. And so I encourage people to who are, you know, very curious to go to their address and look and see where they could particularly end up based on each of the options. I think it'll be very helpful for them and fun and interactive for them to understand. And I also want to make sure I give my team a big shout out. And I will say the team a big shout out. Team of research. I want to shout out Scott Schmidt-Bond and Casey and the whole team there, and Tracy Richter, who's our consultant, who is a person who does this nationally and really understands that it's a heart process when you are talking about where you're going to send your child to school, and where we have to do the logistics and things that are not, the nuts and bolts. This is really about little children and big children and where they're going to, ultimately about where they're going to school. And that you can also find our the information at boundary.ops.org. And that's where you can find the website where you can look at those options and the app.
Really appreciate you coming in today, Dr. Logan. That's Dr. Cheryl Logan. She is the superintendent of schools here at Omaha Public Schools. Again, 8 meetings starting tomorrow and continuing through May 8th. You can find out where those meetings are. You can go to KIOS.org. The story is posted there under From the Newsroom. Thank you, Dr. Logan, for joining us today. Really do appreciate it. We join Morning Edition in progress at 7:54.